Welcome to Shul Machshava. On the daf, the shiur is Leilui Nishmas, my grandfather, Yaakov Yosef, Bitzvi Hirsch Dallinger, whose yahrzeit is 28th of Tishrei. We're holding in Zvachin Daf Lamed Hei, and the Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us, the Abiyud tells Rabbanon, Lama Poikiki Ma'azor? Why do they close up the drainage of the Azorah and allow the blood to be in the Azorah, if not to use it to put the blood on the Mizbech? Omruloi, they told him, Shavachu lebnei Aaron shehiyalchu ad arkavisein bedam. It's a praise for the sons of Aaron HaKohen to be walking in blood. So ask the Gemara, ve'adam ha'vechatzitza, what about chatzitza? Says the Gemara, because it's lach, because it's liquid, it's moist, it's not dry, it's not chatzitza. In Shuvas Halachas Ketanas, Chelek Aleph Simen Chof, it says that a moyel, who the blood of the milo got dried in his hand, does he have to wash his hands to eat? So he says, he brings the Gemara by us, the shvach ul bnei Aaron shiu me'alchim akarisein badam. It's a shvach for bnei Aaron to be in blood. So he says it's a shvach for the moyel to have his hands filthy with blood, and therefore it's anachatzitzo. So the Sefer Halacha Ruvachas, which is written on the Halachas Ketanas, he asks, but look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says, once we said that the blood is a shvach, says the Gemara, it's lichatzitzo. And the Gemara has to say, because it's not dry, because it's still wet. Mashrev will be dry, will be a problem. What about milo when the blood is dry on the hands? So he answers the Halacha Ruvachas and says, there's two nikudos that makes something not chatzitzo. One is that he doesn't care about it, it's a shvach. But also that it's umanusoy bekach. That's the way he does his actions. For example, a butcher, his hands will always have blood on it because he's dealing with blood. Kuyanim not necessarily have blood on their feet. They don't have to have blood on their feet. So therefore, even though when they do it, it's a shvach, it's still a problem with chatzitza. That's why our Gemara is asking, what about chatzitza? But a moyel, though, when he's doing bris milah, he gets dirty. That's part of his umanusoy bekach. So by him, it's not chatzitza. So what's the raya from Zvochim? So here comes the point. It says the Halacha Ravachas. All I'm bringing a raya is that lichluch mitzvah is a choviv ala adam. It's to have dirt coming for a mitzvah. That's something which is so nice, so beautiful. A person doesn't care to get dirty for a mitzvah. The raya from Zvochim is now that it's not chatzitza, because it's a little different case. But the raya is that people don't care to get to dirty themselves with a ma'aseh mitzvah. That it says that someone did a bris milah Rosh Hashanah and his mouth is still dirty from the blood of the milah, he could blow shofar even though his mouth has blood in it. Why? Le'arev mitzvahs milah b'shofar, or put together the milah and shofar. So the Dogel Mervovo, the Noida B'Yudo, asks over there, but what about chatzitza? If it gets dry, we'll become chatzitza. But according to what we learned over here, if it's umunos bekach, it's not chatzitza. And here comes the Taz teaching us that something dirt that comes from a mitzvah is not something which is a problem because a person is choviv love to have it. And I in the Igros Moshe, your Yerideach, like Beis Simet Zayim, who speaks about chatzitza, he says within his words, he says, Tzayich ha'odom la'asoyis besimcho ve'avo, she yiskabed belichluch yodo bishul ha'mitzvah. It's a kavoy, they got dirty for a mitzvah. Find tricks why not to get dirty. In addition, if a person tries to do that, it looks like he's moyes to the mitzvah. If he's trying, he gets disgusted by some part of the mitzvah. That means he doesn't like the mitzvah. And I know in the Chasam Sofer in Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav that speaks over there that an esrog, the people use it a lot, it starts having different shapes, different colors. So he says stains that noyeldu mizeyas ha'adayim come from the sweat of the hands, nearly they have a hider. It's a hider. Why? And it brings a riot from our Gemara. Dirt, which is a result of the mitzvah, is the beauty. It's something that not only is not a muse, it's something that just beautifies and makes the mitzvah more chaviv, and that's what we learn from our Gemara. And I in the Sif Sechaim, in Muradim Chelek Beis, in page Tzadik Ches, that he adds to it and explains something which is usually most and disgusting. Once it becomes part of the mitzvah, so then it's chaviv ad lemeoid. Even blood, he says, blood is something which Chazal tell us Adam is moyes in blood. Something which is really repulsive. A person doesn't want to have connection to blood. But when it joins avodas Hashem, and it's a mitzvah lichvod shamayim, not only it's not megunu mechur, but adrabo, it's beautiful, it's a mishubuch, it's something that we aspire to. The most physical, disgusting, repulsive thing, once it connects and becomes part of the mitzvah, is the most davar chaviv b'yoyser. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.